This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. On this podcast, we'll feature some new restrictions on what employers can do when it comes to accessing a job applicant or employee's private social media accounts. This is a growing trend, with three big states, California, Illinois, and Maryland, having passed laws this year that regulate the practice. Meanwhile, a host of other states have similar legislation in the works, and Congress is considering a federal measure to protect employee privacy in cyberspace. With the first of these laws, Maryland's, taking effect October 1st, we're very pleased to have a longtime Baltimore employment attorney joining us, Randy Hyatt, to discuss it. Randy is a partner with Coleman & Saucier and represents employers in her practice. Randy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, Randy, since the passage of this Maryland law, two other states have followed suit with similar measures. But let's begin by having you tell us what the Maryland law aims to do.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, it will become effective October 1st, and it is the first of its kind in the United States. And what it does is it limits an employer's ability to require of either applicants or employees as a condition of employment that they provide login information for personal accounts and services that can be accessed through electronic communication devices. And the statute breaks it down a little bit further and makes very clear that an employer in Maryland may not request or require that an employee or applicant disclose any username, password, or other means for accessing a personal account or service through an electronic communications device, that a Maryland employer cannot discharge, discipline, or otherwise penalize or threaten to penalize an employee for refusing to disclose that personal login information. As well, an employer may not fail or refuse to hire an applicant because the applicant has refused to disclose that information. And the statute doesn't define personal accounts, interestingly, but the takeaway has been is that these personal accounts are going to include social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter, as well as other personal online accounts such as email, eBay, YouTube, Instagram, and those kinds of categories of accounts.
Now, had this been a big problem, employers trying to access job applicants' private social media accounts?
Well, not in Maryland per se, but what you might recall is that earlier this year, there were some national news headlines that there were a few employers out there who had been engaging in a practice of, during the hiring process, asking applicants to give them access to their, and I think the most commonly used personal account was Facebook, to give them access to their Facebook account so that they could learn more about the applicant. The stories went viral. I think even the Facebook PR manager issued a statement saying that Facebook doesn't condone that kind of practice. And so the public reacted really strongly, and Maryland decided to lead the charge up the hill and was the first to propose and then actually enact legislation reacting to that kind of practice.
What penalties do companies face that violate the Maryland law?
That is actually a very interesting question, and one that I can tell you right now the answer is none, in theory at least, because if you were to read the statute, it does not identify any civil penalties or fines for violating the statute, nor does it provide a private cause of action. So what I wonder out loud is whether this legislation may actually have some corrective legislation forthcoming to address that missing piece. But if it doesn't, or if it is to remain how it is presently worded without any particular penalties, fines, or authority for the Commissioner of Labor and Industry to investigate, or even an individual to bring a private lawsuit, what typically I think would happen is that somebody is going to invoke this statute as a clear mandate of public policy, and if an individual is terminated or not hired in violation of the statute, would use that as sort of a wrongful discharge or a wrongful failure to hire common law cause of action.
Hearing you say that begs the question, does that take some of the teeth away from this law, the fact that there aren't any actual penalties involved?
I think so. I mean, there is not any sort of clear message to employers that if you fail to do this, here will be the consequences. But the corollary to that is because there is no clear sort of independent civil remedy or consequence for violating it, it may be that the General Assembly intended for employers to understand that they're going to be subject to a basic common law suit where then the damages could potentially be unlimited or whatever the plaintiff was able to prove.
Now, Randy, we've talked about the risks for employers, but is there any provision in the Maryland law that offers protection to employers?
There are. There are a few exceptions that have been carved out and that actually were not originally in the law, but were added in prior to the law being enacted. And it sort of comes down to two categories. One, if an employer receives information that an employee has used his or her personal account for the purposes of conducting employer business, then the employer can conduct what's called an investigation for the purpose of ensuring compliance with any applicable securities or financial law or regulatory requirements. So, for example, if an employer receives information that an employee has used their Facebook page to talk about the employer's business and certain information about the employer's business, the employer can say to the employee, I need to get access to your Facebook page to determine whether you were disclosing insider information that might violate securities laws or financial laws. But what's not clear from the statute and what's of significance, I think, to employers is, for example, whether this exception would extend to investigations to comply with laws other than financial or securities laws, such as investigations into harassment. The other exception or area of protection that the statute does permit is if an employer gets access or learns that an employee has engaged in unauthorized downloading of the employer's proprietary information or financial data to an employee personal website or online account. Again, in that instance, an employer can demand the password to the employee's personal account to determine if, in fact, it was used to download proprietary information from the employer's computer systems. And then one thing to note that is a protection just because of the way the statute is set up, this new law does not prohibit employers from demanding of their employees that they give them access to non-personal accounts that access the employer's business systems. So what that means is an employer can demand that an employee disclose any user ID and password that they use to log on to the employer's network, be it from their office desktop, a laptop, or a remote location.
So it's not a message necessarily that employers should do away with checking things on social media about employees and job applicants altogether.
No. There's just now limits, and you've always had to be cautious, or at least should be cautious, but now there are more specific legal consequences and paths that need to be followed if an employer is going to engage in that practice.
Again, we're speaking with Randy Hyatt, a partner with Coleman and Saucier in Baltimore. And Randy, I wanted to talk a little bit about California's social media law, which actually offers a legal liability shield to employers, and get your take on whether that goes further than what Maryland has to say.
Well, it's interesting because California does a couple of things, I think, and surprisingly so, a little bit more employer-friendly than Maryland in what it spells out. It allows employers specifically to get access to personal accounts in order to investigate allegations of employee misconduct or employee violation of applicable laws and regulations. So it's more broadly worded, and so this permits employers to get access in order to be able to satisfy their obligations that exist under federal and state law with keeping the workplace free from harassment, etc. But the flip side is that unlike Maryland, California expressly prohibits what is often referred to as shoulder surfing. And by that, I mean California law says not only can you not give us your, can you, applicant or employee, be required to give us your username and password for a personal account, but we cannot even ask you to access it in our presence while we look over your shoulder and see what is on there. In Maryland, the statute does not speak to that. So that has, by attorneys like myself, sort of been a read between the lines workaround of how we might be able to get access to that information. The other thing, though, that California does do that gives a better protection to employers is that the law specifically, as I said, permits them to investigate allegations of employee misconduct. So it's broadly worded in that regard. And also permits an employer to specifically request an employee to divulge personal social media that could be relevant to an investigation of allegations of employee misconduct. So what that means is an employer in California can say, we need you to get on your Facebook page and print out for us X, Y, and Z so that we can have it and collect it, and we can require an employee to do that. Whereas in Maryland, again, the statute is silent. It doesn't prohibit it, but it doesn't expressly permit it.
Very interesting. One comment that's been mentioned in opposition to California's law was that it might make it more difficult for companies to identify workplace harassment in the case of employees. Do you think that that's a legitimate concern?
Well, I think actually it's probably more legitimate in Maryland than in California, because in California, there is the specific exception that permits gaining access to personal login information if there is an allegation of employee misconduct or wrongdoing. In Maryland, you'll recall, I explained that the exceptions that permit employees being required to turn over their login information specifically deal with securities or financial law compliance, as well as whether there was an unauthorized download. So it's not spelled out that in the context of workplace harassment or discrimination allegations, we can in fact require employees to do that. And in fact, I'd say based on how the law is written, we can't. So what has to happen is there needs to be this workaround. The Maryland statute doesn't prohibit shoulder surfing, that is, having an employee log on, not give us the information, but log on and then have us look over their shoulder to see what's on the Facebook page or the Twitter feed. Similarly, what might need to be done is that we have, employers need to think and have their personnel who are in charge of receiving and investigating complaints of workplace harassment be on the ball to say to somebody who comes to them with a complaint, you know what, if you've seen something on Facebook or you've seen something on Twitter or seen something elsewhere that you consider or think may be a violation of our policy against workplace harassment, I need you to print that out and save it and give it to me because I may not be able to get access to it later or directly through the accused. So it may add some layers to the process of finding out what actually happened.
Now, it's not just the states that are paying attention to this issue. There's been federal legislation proposed as well, the Social Networking Online Protection Act. Do you think that has any chance of passing?
I do. I think it has a very real chance. Three states already have a law, as you said, Maryland, California, Illinois. At my last count, I think there were nearly a dozen other states with similar legislation pending. Both the House and the Senate have put their proposal for the federal piece of it. And I think this is a trend that is growing. It's not receding. I mean, social media, online activity, if you think about where we were even 5 years ago to where we are today, I think regardless of who may be in office come January 21st, 2013, I think that this issue on the federal level will result in some kind of legislation coming forward within the next couple of years.
And in light of this trend, Randy, should employers steer clear of checking things out in cyberspace? And what can they do without running afoul of discrimination laws?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it's not realistic to tell employers that they shouldn't, if you will, Google applicants, just like it's pretty unrealistic to have a policy in place that says no employees are ever allowed to get on the internet for personal use. I think you really have to sort of consider what happens in the real world. I think that there is some good information that an employer can access out there on the internet without violating prohibitions against, you know, logging in as somebody or using their password, where that information could be very helpful to making a decision. And I would never want to tell an employer not to use that if they could get access to it and it's relevant. The problem is, which is always the problem, is when you go on the internet, you can't control what comes up, and you will very likely, as an employer, get access to protected information, such as the employee's race, the employee's gender. You might be able to better identify the employee's age, if the employee has children, where the employee lives, their religious affiliation, and all these other categories that cannot form the basis of an employment decision. So if an individual is not hired, and it is perhaps because of something that was learned on the internet or through doing sort of a Google search, if you will, an employer needs to be able to prove that consistently it does not consider, collect, save, or otherwise utilize any of that protected information that it might get when it does take its hiring decision out to the internet.
Randy, we only have a minute or so left. Is there any final thought that you'd like to add about employer usage of social media as a screening measure from what you're seeing in your practice?
I think employers need to assess what's realistic for the kind of industry in which they work, where they draw their applicants, what information that's out there that may actually prove to be relevant, if they've used it consistently in the past, and just to be mindful that there are now legal consequences for doing things more so than there were, or there will be as of October 1st, certainly in Maryland, more so than there were a few months ago. So to really be mindful that there's policies in place and that those who are involved in the hiring process are aware of the laws, aware of what the policies are, and consistently use it in a way that doesn't cause more trouble than good if using information out there on the internet.
Well, what's clear is this is an issue that definitely bears watching for sure in the coming months. Maryland's employment attorney, Randy Hyatt of Coleman and Saucier, has been our guest. Randy, thanks again for all of your insights.
My pleasure. Thank you, David.
I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to check out our website for other recent podcasts you won't want to miss, including a roundtable review of the Supreme Court's 2012 employment law rulings and other key topics affecting the world of HR.
The opinions expressed in this program do not represent legal advice, nor should they necessarily be taken as the views of Expert HR or its employees. ExpertHR.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. For more information about Expert HR and our subscription offering, call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, that's 1-855-973-7847. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.